Hare Krishna. The spiritual may be unfamiliar, but it is never unnatural. When we have not done something before, when we have not experienced something before, we often feel it as unfamiliar. So that means, say, if we have not met someone before and then we meet the person for the first time, we feel this person is a stranger. And then we are a little cautious, we are often suspicious, also wary of who this person is, what that person's intentions are. And we don't open our heart immediately, which is fair enough. That sort of caution is reasonable enough. But we also find out sometimes that even if some people are strangers, but sometimes we just get along with them. We find, oh yes, this just makes so much sense what this person is saying. It's so wonderful. I appreciate this. In fact, I adore this. I love this. And it will be wonderful for me to develop a rapport with this person. And by developing a rapport, to move onwards in my life steadily. So that's what we... When we get this sort of realization, then that realization brings rapid purification. Because we understand that actually no matter what happens, no matter what who does, we are going onwards in our spiritual journey. We actually have a rapport with that person, and that means we have similar natures and we just need the spark of contact to trigger the relationship and to take it to a great depth soon. So the similar thing happens with our spiritual practices. Although sometimes, initially when we come to the spiritual life, things may seem so unfamiliar. We may feel that culturally or intellectually, we seem to be on a foreign terrain. We say, what is all this concept of the soul and yoga and all these things? Or we feel, oh, there is this temple, there are these deities, there is this particular way of all these doing things. So it doesn't make sense. I feel there's something odd over here. And that's why we may have some reservations initially. But if we persevere on our spiritual journey, on our spiritual journey, then we will find that what is unfamiliar is actually most natural. Because once we start practicing yoga, especially bhakti yoga, once we start connecting with Krishna, once we start relishing spiritual emotions and relationship with Krishna, then we realize that that this fulfillment we experience in relationship with Krishna is so deep that even if we don't experience the fulfillment initially, we start experiencing a stability, which is so security enhancing, which is so reassuring, which is so confidence building, which is so life affirming. We start feeling that the sense of security, warmth, shelter, which we experience through our contact with Krishna, through our remembrance of Krishna, that is what enables us to calm down and move onwards. That is what enables us to stay steady and become stronger, richer, smoother in our onward journey. And thus we progress towards a lasting love. We progress towards perennial fulfillment. And thus actually we gain everlasting warmth. And this is what we can all experience, irrespective of whatever constraints, whatever obstacles, whatever challenges we may have right now, because of things seeming intellectually or culturally unfamiliar. Just keep persevering. We'll find that our turbulent emotions will calm down. And in the practice of meditation, in the practice of remembrance of Krishna, we'll start feeling at home. And then we will realize that this is not natural, but it is actually eminently natural, eternally natural for us. Because we are at our core souls, and realizing and relishing our spiritual nature is a part of our very essence, of our core nature. It is the part of who we essentially are. And that's by relishing this, we can move onwards in our journey towards Krishna steadily. And not only can we move onwards in our spiritual journey, but we can also become much stabler in our material life. And we can progress more steadily in our material endeavors also, because once we start feeling at home in the remembrance of Krishna, then wherever we are, we will be at home. Whatever we do, we will be at home, because we will always be connected with Krishna. We'll always be relishing our relationship with Krishna, and therein lies our lasting fulfillment. So we don't have to hesitate in practicing spiritual life because it seems unfamiliar. But we should, why? Because we should not mistake the unfamiliar to be unnatural. It may be unfamiliar, but that unfamiliarity is simply because of the current layer of bodily misconceptions that are there obscuring us. But beyond those those covering layers, we at our core are souls. And as souls, we are at home territory when we practice spiritual life. Yadha bhuta pithak bhavam ekastham anupashyati tada eva cha vistaram brahma sampadyate tada. So Bhagavad Gita states in the 13th chapter that when we see all the variety in this world, and the variety is sometimes, in the variety there are some things which seem familiar and many which seem unfamiliar. But when we see beyond that ekastham, we see that actually there is one spiritual terrain which is actually eternally the natural terrain for us, then we never feel lost. We never feel as if we are on foreign territory. Wherever we go, whatever we do, because of our inner spiritual connection, we always feel at home. We always feel our sense of connectedness with the Supreme Lord, and thus we can see everything with oneness, with the spiritual potential for remembering the Lord and being engaged in service of Lord in everything that we do. Thank you. Hare Krishna.